This is Earthshrine Radio, www.earthshrineradio.com.
And now we're back with Gabrielle on the more of her amazing journey that I know that Fiona and I connect with in a big way. So you had another health scare recently, sort of recently. Can you tell us about that and how you managed that one?
Yes, because that's when I really started to learn my particular body system and everything, so I can give more tips, at least from my perspective, of what I learned from that. The other one was a little more psychological than physical in a way, or I wasn't ready to deal with the physical, but in 2005... And I lived here in town. I was pretty new in town. I moved here in 2002. And I was working at the inn here. And was their first reader. And I was the first reader here at Meg's. And I
when we say reader, it's the tarot.
It was intuitive, and I do color readings.
Oh, color readings. Okay. So
the Aura Soma started out. Okay. Then I got my own. But what was, it was like my calling. Mm-hmm. And I went from Florida to Sedona. That's where I started in Florida, but I was still my hairdresser. Then I was a reader for 9 months in Sedona. That's a whole nother show. And then, then I end up here, and I had asked before I left Sedona, because I knew within 6 months, this is not the right fit for me, and I was going to have to sell my soul to work at the next place, and I wasn't willing to do it.
That was, Sedona was not the right place for you, because,
it was in a way, but not where
it's
I needed
stepping
to
stone.
Exactly. So then I prayed, I did whatever I do, and I asked, I said, please direct me, put me somewhere where I can be useful and helpful, but that I can also be comfortable. Boom. This was it. And so in 2005, so I was already here a little bit. Career was going good. Stressful. And then something started happening. I was planning on leaving my job anyway and moving to Oregon because it just... I just felt I wasn't being as supported as I could, but, you know, I was new, and they're nervous about me, and I don't want to talk too much about it, because they ended up great. But I got this really weird, after I hiked, and I had been up in Oregon, painful rash. They were like red dots, so I didn't know if I got bugs from the hotel. Then I kept thinking it must be poison oak, even though I've never had it, but it just kept growing. It was super painful. None of the doctor, nobody knew what it was, and I kept trying to talk myself in. It's just, well, then it got so bad, I had to quit. I mean, I don't even know how I did the last class and the three readings I gave over there, okay? And I wore pantyhose, you know, they're kind of straight. And when I... took the pantyhose off. It took a lot of the skin with it. And I was ready to go to the county clinic because I didn't have insurance. And they called me, and I do want to say this for the end. I haven't really talked about that per se. You know, I've kind of kept a lot of things. And, of course, they were upset when I quit with no notice. And they called me. One of my bosses and asked me, and I was crying. I felt so bad because I'm responsible, so I never quit without notice. But I said, I'm sorry, I'm really sick. They don't know what it is. And they already knew this because word had got around. And I'm so sorry I didn't give notice. And she goes, we don't care about that, Deborah. We just want you to be okay. And they said, I've talked to Ann and Thad, who were the, and they said, we're going to send you to a specialist, because I have insurance, and they know that, and that we're going to pay until they find out what it is and whatever you need. And they did. Mm-hmm. And that's weird. And then it was called vasculitis, and you can have it anywhere in your body, but what they told me is it's like little strokes in the veins in your legs, and I was bleeding out through the skin. Okay, and some cells were dying. I mean, it was pretty serious. Yeah. And I lost a lot of my life force. And I know you guys know Marilyn Salas. She even came over and tried to give me energy, and I'm energy sensitive. I really thought I was close, right? But they sent me right before I was going to go to the county clinic, and they have to do a bite. The doctor, God bless him, he knew exactly. It was because they sent me to this one doctor upstairs, and I was treated like royalty because they sent me. And then he goes, just hold on a minute, you know, and I'm like, okay. And then he goes, he took me downstairs and he took me to the dermatologist. And he was an interesting guy. I love him. And he looked like Mr. Magoo. He was so cute. Or in a Furby. So then he got me in. He had a 2-month wait, but he got me right in 20 minutes because it was scary looking anyway. And then he knew exactly what it was, and I'm smart. I can't. He knew that too, and he hands me the book, showed me the pictures, and explained, and then did the biopsy. And they still to this day have not found out what I've had it. And I've had 2 incidences, and I've been in remission since, thank goodness, like the beginning of 2008. Mm-hmm. But it's because I changed my self-care. I've had to do a lot of things, and it was a huge adjustment. And what amazed me, it helped me on so many levels, because to that point, even though I've always made okay money, and I actually did pretty good here considering, because at the point when I worked at the inn, it was my only job. I needed food stamps, but I could still cover rent. That's amazing here to be able to do that. But then when it was done and over, well, in the process, another miracle happened. I'd only been here a couple of years. I didn't know anybody that well. My parents didn't even have to come, which was good. I didn't have to go in the hospital. My friends that I knew at that time, many of them still, brought me over an easy chair, and they would just, they didn't even call each other. It was a miracle. They would show up like 3 times a day. Somebody would show up because I couldn't do anything for a while. And they got me on medicine, which put me out, and I had a reaction to that. I went, immune medicines, pharmaceuticals are interesting, which I'm sure. So then, you know, they pretty much took care, made sure my trash got out, make sure I had food, make sure whatever, because I couldn't really get up and walk around. So that kind of solved or cured whatever. It saw how much the universe supports us through other people. And from that day on, even though I might get a little worried, I don't worry. Even if it looks bad, I know somehow I know I'll be taken care of.
And Ojai is an amazing place.
Oh gosh.
Oh, I have to I have to say.
It is.
I have to say if people are drawn to Ojai, it's because there's a healing needing to
energy here. Yeah.
And support. Exactly.
So then after that, after it came back again, because I tried to go back in the workforce, so I'm basically retired now, even though you never retire from what we do, but I don't, you know, I haven't done much with it, but it came back, and then I have such a reaction to the drug, they caught it right away, so we got rid of it faster, but you have to be on steroids and things, and it's really
hard.
And so they said the next time it comes back, which I am trying to do everything, you know, in my power to not have another read. But they would have to put me on some kind of anti-cancer drug because I do so badly with the other one. They're going to try something else. And I was in a chair for 5 years with my legs up. I really wasn't sure. I still don't really walk normal. There's still problems with my legs. But
you're coping. You're doing it. You're just doing it.
The biggest thing after, so not only you're worried about the physical, which I know because I've been trained, I just keep visualizing them clear. And I have no scars from the original. These are just some varicose veins, they said, because I'm heavy now, which I didn't used to have spider veins. But this, I mean, it was some skin death and it all came back.
Wow.
And so then the process after that, because I talked to a lot of people that are getting ready to retire that are usually older than me, because this all happened, you know, 15 years ago. And they're always saying, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't live on it. And they're making themselves sick staying at work.
They got to reframe that.
And I had to go through it the first 2 years, because I had a calling. Mm-hmm. And then I can't work. I'm in pain. Then when they told me again, when it came back, he goes, and they couldn't figure out what it was. They tested me for everything. He goes, you can't work anymore. And it's like hearing you have cancer. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. That didn't even, it was shocking. And I go, what am I going to do? And he goes, and I go, disability? And he goes, yes, and I'll help you. Well, and I had a biopsy. And then the lawyers, I got lawyers right away because I had learned that you don't usually get it on the first time. So I thought, I need help. I don't know what I'm doing. My mom had a fit with that too, but it's all good. And then they kept telling me, rarely you get in the first 3 months, but I'm really good when I put my mind to something. I just, every time the fear came up that I wouldn't get it, because I had no money, I thought I was going to have to move back with my brother. Oh, it just got really hard. And then I thought, I just kept saying, and the fear came up a lot. And what I would do is I'm like, okay, there you are, and the fear. And I would just talk to it, or whatever, to me, my fear. And I'd say, you're going to be one of the few people, you're going to be one of the ones that gets it the first time. I did. The lawyers didn't even think I would.
Wow.
So I had to focus because.
But you see, you reframed it in your mind. You reframed it.
That's what my website, even though I don't post on it, this has been like my fifth website, but I just felt I needed to put something out there for people. I don't put my own stuff. On my bio page, it's got some in my past, some past interviews, but I just have learned that's why it's called points of attention. I used to have frequency tuning was one of my really big sites, but it's all. Whatever you're given, I put one on my site that I made up, like you know those machines that throw balls at you to hit? Okay, so that's life to me. So you're standing, and the frickin' machine goes nuts, and it's throwing a million balls at you, and I learned you only deal with a ball that's actually hitting you. You deal with it, move on, and then there'll be the next ball. Don't waste so many people, I've done it too. I'm not saying, but the distractions, and then you're not focusing, and don't focus on what you don't want or what you're scared of. Acknowledge it, but you gotta look at what do you want? And most of it's self-sabotage. I still do it sometimes because of the fear.
Yeah.
You think, oh, well, that can't happen, or I'm doubtful, or whatever. So then when I'm sitting in the room that I just moved into, where I am now, total blessing, beautiful place, sanctuary, in a garden, a little cottage, and I knew my landlady, and I don't want to say too much about it, but we worked together at the inn, and she was in a higher position. Been great. So she knew me. Somehow, I don't know how, you know, she made it so it's affordable because I'd been living in a trailer from a friend because I had no money, no job, can't work, in pain. And I always kept thinking I was better than I was. That's one of the things I do too. And everybody else knows, oh man. But then my friend that drives limos, she took the limo and he said, Deborah's back in town. And she goes, Deborah's back in town. Does she need a place to live? And I was just going to move into a storage closet and do an air mattress, you know, because I couldn't, I didn't want to overstay. So now I'm sitting in this beautiful place that I can't even believe, and I'm in the chair with my legs up, and I'm like, who the heck am I? Why am I here now? I can't even do my passion, you know, my calling. And so it took me a couple years to accept. And this is good for everyone, and it was difficult for me because we think we have to do something or be something, right? What I got after the time is, and you know, it's, we don't need to do anything. We're just here, and if we do right in our life, everybody wants to save the world, but could we start with ourselves and reprogram and bring it in and just be the best? That do the best we can do, which we're always doing the best. If, you know, Matt Kahn says, if we could do better, we would, you know, but we're not. You know, some people, everybody's where they're at. So if I'm okay for just being alive and holding whatever frequency I have, I just have to be me, which I was pretty good at anyway. And then I was like, okay, so what does life look like, first of all? How am I going to get this organism, whatever we're in, back in balance? And then how am I going to accept or adjust to never working when that was my main thing. And it took about 2 years. And then I came to peace with it and good. And my body slowly started rebalancing. But I haven't had TV most of my life. I really am discerning. I like to say this because my partner and I had big disagreements about this in the beginning. Because there's a big difference between judgment and discerning.
Yes.
And judgment, you're making something right or wrong. Discerning, one of the definitions I found is it's clear seeing. But you're just recognizing it. Then you can make the choice. You're not blaming mm-hmm. it or making it wrong, but then you choose. So I've become, and I've got I'm like a super Virgo. I got tons of planets in Virgo. So they're critical. It can be critical judgment and discerning. But I try, even though I can see in almost everything and every person, I mean, almost immediately, I see their issues come up. But nothing's going to happen until they see it, and it's not right or wrong. I've got my own that is may still be subconscious.
Exactly.
And so then I'm like, okay, so what I learned is I need quiet. Mm. And but if I'm around people, oh, as you can tell, I'm like Gemini moon. Blah, blah, blah. I love to. Then I need nature, which I heard you say on yours, and I have a strong connection to the earth too, super super strong. And I'm empathic and I feel everything. And I'll get stuff on people, but if I touch them, it's like wah! And then I needed to watch my thoughts, which I still constantly work on. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're bad. My brain is awesome. My thoughts for doing organization, getting things done. But when it wants to tell me stories about anything, it's usually not right. And it's usually fear. And it's just doing its job in overtime. So then I have to see that, catch it, which I get better and better at, and then turn it around. I'll go, thank you. Says who? And they can't answer back, they don't, that's not their job. And then I have to go, and it takes time sometimes, breathe, settle down, do meditation, all this stuff. I do a lot of breathing. I do slapping for the joints. I learned to get the body flow. Then I do a lot of humming, different things. But when I'm in the fear and my brain is really telling me something and I'm convinced it's right at the beginning, right? And then I question it and I go, look at what you're doing. And I had clients before that work for, what's the one on the corner? The lady in the church corner now. Byron Katie.
Byron Katie. Right.
Okay. And I've always liked her, mm-hmm. but they told me, they came to my class and got a couple readings, and this was way back before I'd even gotten this far, and they go, you're exactly the same as her. And I don't think so at that time, and I'm still. But, that's a big part of it with anything, is watching your thoughts and beliefs, and then people go, they think I'm so, and I don't really need drugs or alcohol, and I actually like drumming, it trances you out, but I can just trip out sitting right here and realizing that when we're looking out of our eyes, what is that looking out? And it's not even what it looks like. It's upside down. Our eyes turn things upside down. That blew me away. Then I know we're only energy, but we perceive everything as solid. So I know life is way more mutable than we think, and that we can turn everything around.
I can say that a little more loudly.
I know, it's like a secret, right? We can turn everything around. And then what the biggest thing I've come to at the end, and my partner's helped me with this the most, and I've been with him 4 years, and I met him here. He lives in Maui right now, so I go back and forth. But boy, did that, he's younger, and I've had a lot more relationship things, and not my strong suit. And he brought up, and it was so good, we were distanced a while, because it helped me learn this process, because mm-hmm. he would trigger me more than anybody in mm-hmm. my day, but I didn't know how to do. And then I'd sit with it, and I still occasionally slip and get pissed and project, but it's my fear. And then he actually was the final. I've been working on it for quite a few years, because I thought it's so cliche, you have to love yourself, but you don't only have to love yourself, You have to hold the field of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's the key. Yeah.
And it's not even, it's just being it. And once you start doing that and you accept everything that's happening, because we mostly run from it and the pain, but I've learned to go into it and ask it if it has anything to say. And it used to mostly say, you need to slow down, you need to rest, you need to blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes it's things from other, you know, you don't know. It doesn't always. And then I just go, thank you. Thank you for getting my attention. You know, I'm gonna apologize and release you if you're willing to go. And I'm gonna breathe into it, and I'm gonna allow however long it takes. And then once, if it clears, I'm feeling that with love. And over the years, and doing this, You see know the difference, because I got a picture that was horrifying. It was up to 300 pounds and from the prednisone.
It's amazing.
And now, I and after my parents, that was a big thing, like everybody goes through. And I and my partner left to go to Maui. It was just like, how much can you? And it took a couple months just laying in the bed, and I don't run from it. It was hard, and I almost thought I was going to go need help, but I also had a reaction to a medicine they put me on that causes depression, because I'm not a depressive type. And then I was like, okay. And so as I went through all this, I just feel freer and freer, even if I still have to work, and my body is lighter and my spirit is lighter. So, and I think this is happening to all of us at this time, including the planet, and all the dross is coming up from the subconscious or whatever for us to look at and see in others. Oh, trick or city these days. And then as that clears, if we realize it's just trying to move out.
I just wanted to mention, because I'm not sure whether everybody would be clear, that when you were saying you hold an illness or you hold a pain in your body with your hands, and
or
you
even
ask,
your attention,
or your attention, and then you listen to it,
yes,
and then you went through the steps earlier, but I just wanted to make sure that it was clear that you were talking about working through illness or pain or something in your body. That is so cool.
And I didn't used to do that. You know, we want to get over it fast.
Well, because we think that illness is wrong and illness is bad.
And that it's going to last forever.
Yes, or that it's going to be cataclysmic. Yes, yeah, that's what everybody pretty much does in our culture. Well, we're going to stop here.
Yep.
But thank you so much. That was a really helpful thing so that people could do that. And it's been so wonderful talking with you.
And let me just give her website, Debrielle's website, because she's a remarkable person. And you know, Fiona and I love people whose life is about being of service, helping others. If we've been given gifts in some way, shape, or form, it's as the Lakota people taught me that. The gifts that we are given do not belong to us unless we give them away.
Yeah.
It's called the giveaway. Mm-hmm. So here's how you can reach and find Deborah. And this is all one word, www.pointsofattention.com. www.pointsofattention.com. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Boa.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone listening.